Hello, good morning. I'm Lisa of lisascheffington.com. Thanks as always for taking the time out to be with me here today. And today I want to talk to you about how to hold on to your confidence when you get knocked down, when you get knocked back. Sometimes life can be swimming along, can't it? Where we can be really enjoying life, enjoying the ride. And then suddenly, somehow, out of nowhere, something happens and it knocks us. It knocks us down, it knocks us sideways. We just didn't see it coming. Now this knock might be that someone you trust has betrayed you. It might be that you've lost your job or you didn't get a promotion you wanted. Or it might even be that someone close to you, either personally or professionally, wants out. Now if you let this knock get the better of you, then your world is going to become smaller and you're going to live in an anxious, compromise way, settling for less and stopping yourself from trying similar experiences because you're feeling a fear of failure of this happening again. So how can you steady yourself, safeguard your confidence before you fall down that black hole of self-doubt? Well, the first way is to recognize that confidence is not something you have. So it's not something that you have to try to hold on to or that you actually lose. It is something that you do. Confidence comes from action. Confidence comes from taking a risk. That's what grows your confidence. If you don't take that risk, if you don't put yourself out there, when your confidence is shaky, you're actually telling your mind, confirming to your mind that there is indeed something to fear. Whereas if you take that action, if you take that risk, no matter how small, you are proving to your mind, to yourself, that you can do it. Now let's be realistic here. You know, it's okay to hurt, isn't it? It's okay to feel failure. It's okay to be gentle with yourself, to nurture yourself whilst you lick your wounds. In this time, flood your senses, get more hugs, top up your emotional tanks, really take care of yourself for just a little while. Even get away if you can, you know, going away can help to shift your perspective. It's vital to remember that in life, we never lose, we either win or we learn. So look at what you can learn from this failure. What would you do differently next time? Help yourself to get things into perspective. You know, no matter how bad things might seem just now, this knock is not a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of trying. You'll come back wiser and stronger next time. And it's likely even that there are factors in this that are nothing to do with you. Take the opportunity to find out what you might need to learn to do better next time so that you can raise your game. Allow yourself to take small steps to embrace small challenges. Keep them small and allow your best self, who already knows how to do this, to lead you outside your comfort zone, to stretch yourself and grow your confidence. Take the time to reflect on your progress. Jot down your achievements in a little log, a little journal, so that you have the evidence of what you can do, and you'll be growing your confidence and on your way to feeling good again before you know it. I hope this helps. Let me know how you get on. I'll see you next Tuesday with more empowering strategies, love and light, to brighten your day. Bye-bye.